Mr. Wilcox, you're a specialist in online campaigning for the US. So could you tell us about the importance of online campaigning in 2008?
Definitely. I think that one thing that's missed by a lot of commenters is that it's not so much that the internet is having an impact on the political sphere out of the blue. It's that the overall context is changing with broadcast television and broadcast media of all kinds becoming dramatically less effective and slowly being replaced by narrowcasting media. And the internet is one of those channels. And it's also a misnomer to think of the internet as a media itself. What the internet is a technology protocol that swallows other media. So it swallowed text media and the newspapers several years ago and is consolidating that now. It swallowed music distribution in the last 4 or 5 years, and now it's beginning to swallow video like it did and telephones. And so it's, I call it a meta media, where it changes the way we interact with established medias rather than being a media itself.
How do the candidates use the internet? What is their main aim with the internet?
Well, right now, it's the conventional wisdom that the internet is the best fundraising tool there is. It's not the best. It's still not the best way to raise money from large donors. That still requires personal access with a candidate. But even those large donors still might use the internet to put in their credit card number and make that $2,000 contribution. And when you take that with the aggregate small donors, at which it's hands down basically the only way to raise money from small donors at this point, it's become the predominant fundraising medium. It's also becoming the predominant organizing medium. And not just the internet itself, but voter databases and marketing databases and things like that. I have taken over Get Out the Vote and field contact operations. And what you haven't seen is the internet make a real appreciable difference in the way that persuasion messaging is done. That's still largely the terrain of television media, both paid advertising and earned media coverage.
Another phenomenon of this technology internet are the blogs, the blogosphere. And 2008 is probably the first campaign which sees a very influence of the blogs.
I'd actually have to disagree. I think 2004 was the campaign that blogs had the big impact because they made Howard Dean the front runner of the Democratic primary. And his failure to win the nomination then made people suspicious of blogs and leery of using them as a tactic. What you've seen on the Democratic side is the blogs didn't go away after Howard Dean. They lost their figurehead, but they developed multiple bloggers have basically become independent publishers of significance. You know, you have blogs that were founded by people that were unknown in 2002 who now have audiences in the millions. What you don't see is anything equivalent on the Republican side. And what you didn't see the cycle was those bloggers didn't really strongly back any particular candidate. Whereas in 2004, they were either for Dean or Clark. And then after Dean lost, then they supported Kerry over Bush. And in the primary, some of them were for Edwards, some of them were Obama, some were even for Clinton. And they're still fighting the Obama-Clinton fights out. And Obama never embraced the blogs. The blogs came over to Obama.
In the German campaign system, the donations aren't that important. What functions of the internet would you think of as being important for probably the upcoming German campaign?
Well, speaking from my ignorance of the German political process, which is profound and deep, I would say that organizing is going to... There are a lot of tools that are being used in America that I think could have successful impact in organizing your base vote and your get out the vote and your voter-to-voter contact. And it's not just the internet, it's the combination of supporter databases along with the internet. And the second thing I think that is a huge untapped vein in America as well as Germany is online advertising, that the commercial world has learned how to effectively advertise online. And therefore, there's a huge opportunity for politicians to reach people that don't know about them yet, but sympathize with their positions on the internet with things like Google not just Google search words, but Google image ads and Google video ads. And you can even do interactive ads where people can sign petitions or volunteer for a campaign right from an ad on a website, so they don't have to go to your website to get involved. So I think that those are the two things that could have the most immediate impact in Germany.
Is there a phenomenon of the internet which you expect to go down within the next years?
Email. Email is already less effective than it was just a couple of years ago. The majority of email traffic is now spam, and the filtering has gotten more and more defensive and rigorous. Therefore, we're losing email we want to get. As some estimates say, it's as high as 25% of email that you would want to get. Some of it's bulk email from companies you do want to hear from, or political candidates you do want to hear from, but they're blocked by spam. And some of it's individual email by people, you know, say prospective customers you'd like to hear from, but you don't, or old friends that, you know, we haven't emailed you recently or ever, that you would like to get their email. It's been blocked in a spam filter and you never even know it. So email is something that's had a lifespan like the mayfly, you know, this media that's very amazing and very powerful and a great way to communicate that is not going to be with us in the same form for very long.